Hi guys. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education and to introduce our very special guest tonight who will lead us in the pledge and present a program, our preschool director, Ms. Charlsie Kofer.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to introduce to you Ms. Dalton and Ms. Ashley and Ms. Martin and Ms. Tuck's multi-age classrooms. They have been working so hard for the last few months, and I know that you are going to be just absolutely in awe when they get finished. I got to hear them this morning. They did fabulous. So they are going to lead us in the pledge and then entertain us with a couple very sweet songs.
Thank you, guys. You want to take another bow so we can give you another round of applause? For those people who say, and there's not many of them, but there are some who say there's no value in preschool education, right here's their answer. And parents and grandparents and others, thank you for coming tonight, and thank you for your support of your children as they begin their education in the Oak Ridge schools. Thanks again, guys and girls.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think they came to see us.
No, they weren't even taking pictures of us either. Okay, next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Mr. Eby. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? And all those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next, under special reports and presentations, is our good news segment. We'll start with Mr. Eby.
Mr. Chairman, my good news comes from Glenwood. First, Glenwood students raised over $3,600 for new playground equipment during the jump rope for Jungle Gym. Also, two Glenwood students, Henry Landau and Zaya Watson, had their art selected for the display at the 2016 Dogwood Art Student Art Exhibition, and 15 Glenwood students were selected to exhibit their art pieces at the 2016 Children's Museum Art Show. And finally, Lauren Blair and Amelia Bell were awarded a $5,000 grant from the Oak Ridge Education Foundation for our Glenwood STEM Camp 2.0. And if you didn't come to the Public Schools Education Foundation grant ceremony, you missed something. There were some great activities there, and thanks to all the teachers and staff who submitted those grants.
Thank you. Ms. Agel.
From Willowbrook, two Willowbrook students, Megan Perez Benitez and Kaylee Broom, had their artwork accepted for display at the Dogwood Arts Student Art Exhibition at Maryville College Clayton Arts Center. The Willowbrook third grade chess team took ninth place at the state tournament on March 26th.
Thank you. My good news comes from Woodland. The Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation Grants Committee awarded Woodland teachers Kim Howard, Evan Parker, Susie Carden, and Michael Martin a $2,000 grant for the STEM Initiative Materials Project Phase 2. This grant money will provide interactive materials to Woodland educators and students to support STEM lessons for kindergarten through fourth grade. Lessons taught following the STEM model allow students to be involved in the four C's: critical thinking, communication, collaboration, and creativity. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I get the middle schools tonight. First, our good news from Jefferson Middle School. The Sunset Rotary Club hosted the Middle School Da Vinci Arts Science Fair. The top three participants were able to then participate in the Southern Appalachian Science and Engineering Fair hosted by UT. At the science fair, Amelia Thompson received an honorable mention, and Alex Shanafield won a fourth place prize. Another JMS student, Julia Steed, had her artwork selected as the best in the eighth grade category at the Dogwood Arts Exhibition. And her artwork was at the Clayton Arts Center for the Arts in Maryville. Julia received a cash award for her artwork, and her artwork has also been on a billboard in Knoxville. JMS Master Builders, a first Lego League, will be competing in the world competition in St. Louis, Missouri in April. The good news from Robertsville is beginning on April 6th, the Robertsville TSA chapter traveled to Chattanooga for the TSA conference. There were chapters across the state that were there to compete, and our Robertsville students received 5 first place, 9 second place, and 5 third place trophies. Their success would not have been possible without the volunteer advisor team of Bob and Janet Cushman, our own Chuck and Angie Agel, Angie Palau, Michelle Thornton, and Stephen Foster. And this is the good news from our middle schools.
Ms. Marshall.
Yeah, so I won the jackpot tonight because our high school students have been busy this spring. So want to congratulate our 2016 Lady Wildcat basketball team and their coach Paige Green as TSSAA Division I AAA state runner-ups. They actually competed down in Murfreesboro at Middle Tennessee State, one of my alma maters. They defeated Dyer County and Bradley Central High School before falling to Riverdale High School. Murfreesboro will come for you next year, so watch out. I also want to congratulate Thomas Coburn from the high school, who was recently awarded the AF Bridges State Award of Excellence Scholarship. The $1,000 college scholarship is given annually to a senior student athlete who best exemplifies the high ideals, ethics, integrity, citizenship, and sportsmanship of the TSSAA. Also want to congratulate 3 students from the high school who were selected as Haslam Scholar finalists this year. This is the highest number of Haslam Scholar finalists from any high school in the state. Elizabeth Gallmeyer is pursuing a degree in physics. Umar Suleiman Diallo is interested in nuclear, mechanical, and biomedical engineering fields, and Lewis Wang plans to prepare for a career in business administration. Oak Ridge High School Band, so have a little bit of personal pride in that one, have some offspring that participate in the Oak Ridge High School Band. Several offspring actually represented up here, I believe, that participate in the band. They placed 21 students via audition into the ETS-BOA All Honors East Bands. Some students were chosen even on 2 different instruments, which is a big honor for them. 2 in the group, Ryan Armstrong and Thomas Coburn, earned seats in Allstate as well. And you'll notice Thomas Coburn has now been mentioned twice. So way to go, Thomas. These students, along with the entire symphonic and concert bands, also earned a superior rating at the State Concert Festival under the direction of Spence Milligan and Mike Spurko. So congratulations to our band. Kayla Gass was recognized along with her students for the remarkable literacy achievement as winners of the Achieve 3000 Award. This class competed in the completed the most Achieve 3000 lessons over the course of the event. Another piece of good news, Roan State College student art exhibit chose 5 ceramic pieces from the high school. Only 20 pieces were selected overall for the exhibit. So again, big honor for our art students. A student from Oak Ridge High School won first place at the Dogwood Art Exhibit at Maryville College, so congratulations there. Waverly Mullins, yes, see, I told you I won the jackpot, so hang with me, got a few more here. Waverly Mullins addressed the Congress at the state capitol in Nashville in regards to her piece that won first place in the Congressional Medal of Honor competition. She received a standing ovation, so congratulations, Waverly. An Oak Ridge High School student placed first in photography and third place in mixed media at the Roan State High School Academic Festival. An Oak Ridge High School social studies teacher, Aaron Pickering, published an article titled, and bear with me, here's another one, Datsu Iran, Meiji Reforms and the De-Asianization of Japan. Wow. In the spring, he was published actually in the spring 2016 issue of Education About Asia. So congratulations to Mr. Pickering. And that is the good news from the high school.
And believe it or not, that's just some of the good news that's going on in the Oak Ridge schools. And would like to say, you know, as you hear this, it comes from many different areas and many different disciplines. And that's a good thing about our school district, that it does offer a lot of different opportunities for young people to be involved in areas of their choosing. Mr. Eby.
I do want to mention a little more about this Public Schools Education Foundation ceremony. $84,000 in grants were given to teachers and staff. They apply for these, and it's amazing what's done with that. That could not be done without the contributions from the businesses and from the individuals, the alumni, the residents, and we appreciate that and just keep on making those contributions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is called Just the Facts About Elk Ridge Schools. This is an area where we present information that if someone were thinking about moving to Oak Ridge and enrolling their students in the Oak Ridge schools, they would be encouraged to do so. Just the Facts this evening comes from the United Way of Anderson County. And this is a letter from Jim Dotson, who is the United Way of Anderson County campaign co-chair, one of our outstanding educators as well in the Oak Ridge system. He says to the Oak Ridge schools, "We're very proud of our school system for receiving the United Way Award for the highest percentage of growth in giving from last year. That number was increased by 36%. And I believe this is the second year in a row that the Oak Ridge schools have done that. So our thanks to those people in our Oak Ridge schools community who supported the United Way, and thank you to the United Way for what they do. Next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on a topic that is not on the board agenda. The board does not take action at this time, but may have questions and then may direct the superintendent to provide us additional information, or the superintendent would direct you to the appropriate staff member to answer your questions. If you choose to speak, please sign your name and address at the podium, then state your name and address. You will have 3 minutes to speak. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on with the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, we move to items for action. First item is FY16 budget transfer number 6. Transfer of funds. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY16 budget transfer number 6 as detailed on the attached information. These changes do not impact the overall appropriation approved by the city and requires no action of City Council.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
A motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers, comments?
We did cover this at the last meeting, but this is just another tool for Mr. Thacker used for capital forecasting.
Questions or comments from the board? Seeing none, the motion on the floor on second reading is FY16 budget transfer number 6. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda, budget transfer number 7, transfer of funds, first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY16 budget transfer number 7 to purchase one-to-one devices as detailed on the attached information. These changes, again, do not impact the overall appropriation approved by the city and requires no action of City Council.
Move for approval.
You've heard this. I'm a little slow. For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
I'm sure the board remembers this discussion, our board retreat, and now we're at that point where we feel comfortable taking this mid-year look at where things are coming in, and we thank Ms. Gagliano for doing that, and we believe, we've talked, that we'd like to make this a yearly check and see where we're at come February, and if these types of purchases can be made, it definitely helps us for the coming year. So what you're seeing here tonight, and you'll see it on the agenda after this, allows us to move forward with purchasing devices for a couple more grade levels next year.
Comments, questions from the board? I think one question just for public record is if this motion is passed, this will put us in a time frame where we will be able to provide those instruments for those grade levels at the beginning of the school year.
And I can speak to that now. We'll probably speak to it again when we get to that item. But that was part of that. That is the reason you're seeing it on the agenda twice this evening. Given that we're new to Access Oak Ridge and we're always learning, we're meeting weekly, what we quickly realized that if we didn't hit this board meeting and get approval, we put in jeopardy possibly having not having computers ready for our fifth graders when they arrive this coming school year. And that's even more critical because our teachers at the middle school are doing a wonderful job adding digital content to Canvas, and you can imagine how difficult it would be to teach to the fifth graders next year when all your digital content is on Canvas and the students don't have a computer. So that's why, again, you're seeing this twice on the agenda this evening.
Just one other comment. I saw Mr. Cooper walking in. I think he's going to have a very, very busy summer getting these computers ready.
The words I think we've been using are, well, I won't say the other word that leads up to this, but optimistic. Is that not right, Mr. Colfer? Yes.
Ms. McLean.
So are our high school teachers ready?
That's all part of our plan. Yeah, as we get into that item, if we get this approved and when we get to the device pieces, we may be able to talk a little bit about numbers and Tracy can talk about kind of the roll-up and all the different training that's happening. And Mr. Eby, you're correct. It is going to be one busy, short summer.
Okay, the motion on the floor, FY16 budget transfer 7, transfer of funds, first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to the next item, FY16 budget transfer of funds. This would be the second reading on that item so we can move forward. And since there was no discussion that would indicate reasons not to do this, then we certainly will move forward with this. So we'll just go ahead and do that. Mr. Eby makes the motion to move for approval.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Eagle. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item D, pre-K grant application. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval to allow the ORS preschool to apply for the voluntary pre-K grant for the 16-17 school year.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
This is a regular occurrence for the board, and it's that time again. And if any more detail is needed, we have Ms. Cofer here with us this evening.
Questions or comments from the board? Seeing none, those in favor of approval of the pre-K grant application signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next item, E, Jefferson Middle School stair replacement bid. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the bid from First Place Finish of Oak Ridge, Tennessee in the amount of $28,150 for Jefferson Middle School stair replacement.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borsos.
Yeah, as you can see from the attachment, these are original to the building construction back in 68, and as it says there, they're just getting to the point where they're becoming hazardous and really are. We've talked about the term fix on failure, and that's kind of where we believe these steps are at this point. So we recommend moving forward.
Mr. Eby.
Yes, first let me say it pleases me that we're using an Oak Ridge firm, and First Place I know does very good work. I'm just looking at the difference in bids, $28,000 versus $49,000, do you think that's primarily because the other company didn't realize what it was? Or when I see such a wide diversity of that, it makes me wonder to make sure that, people knew what we're bidding on.
I believe that the company that bid the larger amount was from out of town, and they were also looking at the cost that they would have to do travel in town to do the work. They were also doing most of the fabrication in-house. First Place Finish chose a fabricating company that will fabricate the stairs, and then they will install the stairs in place.
Thank you.
Motion on the floor is replacement of the Jefferson Middle School stair replacement bid. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is the transportation contract renewal with First Student Incorporated for fiscal year 2017. Dr. Borsos.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the annual renewal of the transportation services contract with First Student for fiscal year 2017.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Dr. Borsos.
You see the attachment there, and this again for the board is a regular piece for us. There is a 2.75 increase, I think, for this contract year. Any questions? Karen can probably answer any other questions you might have.
Mr. Eby.
Would it be possible next year for us to rebid the contract for an extended period of time, and that they might decrease that 3% increase, getting a contract for three more years as opposed to giving them a 3% increase and having, just because cost?
Sure, anything's possible. Definitely.
I think we'll look at that.
Okay.
Question about the buses that this will allow, replacement buses, is that correct?
Yes.
Or when we replace a bus, refresh my memory, are these buses certain capacity buses, or are they capacity based on a bus with that capacity that needs replacing?
Actually, both. They're based on what we're replacing, if that's appropriate for the replacement, or if we have a chance to get something new or a replacement and we need a larger bus or a smaller, then we make the adjustment. But it's going from, to remind you, it's going from district-owned buses to actually leasing the buses from First Student. So, this last year, it was special ed handicap buses. We needed to replace those. So it just depends on our list, what year and how many, what the mileage is as to what we're replacing. And we usually get the higher capacity because that allows us some flexibility.
Following, and I'm sure we probably do this, but following Mr. Eby's suggestion, be interesting if we do that next year to take a look at where, since we started with First Student, where our savings have been with bus replacement by going through the lease process as opposed to us having to come up with a line item to buy the bus. I would anticipate that would be probably significant, but I think that would be a good thing to know.
Yes, just an example is like an annual lease payment for the bus of $10,000 versus coming up with $115,000 to buy the bus outright.
That's significant.
One other question with regard to the buses. I was driving down Emory Valley Road today behind two buses, and one of them had Oak Ridge Schools on it, and one of them had First Student. Are all the First Student buses have First? They don't have any of the Oak Ridge Schools, or?
To my knowledge, the replacement buses, when they are First Student, then they no longer say Oak Ridge on them. I noticed that as well.
That's a little disappointing, I think,
yeah.
In some ways.
You could probably write it into the contract if you wanted that changed.
We ought to think about that.
Other questions or comments? Motion on the floor is approval of the transportation contract renewal with First Student Incorporated for fiscal year 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda, item G. Purchase of replacement vehicle for maintenance department. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a new Ford F-350 four-wheel drive truck through the National Joint Power Alliance Buying Cooperative in the amount of $42,525.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Alan recommended this, and as you can see by his memo, the current carpenter's van really is nearing the end of its life, and it's having a lot of maintenance issues, so it's time to replace this particular vehicle.
Questions or comments? Alan, just out of curiosity, need to know. What is the National Joint Powers Alliance Buying Cooperative Bid? What is that?
It's a great way to save money. Saves money.
There's a lot of buying cooperatives that are available. This is one that's available to municipalities and school districts. This allows for large corporations to put in set bid amounts for certain items, and we can also have set pricing through those things that allow us to purchase items at a much lower cost and also save us money through the bidding process rather than going out and advertising for three bids, which it's been very difficult to get three bids on some items. I can actually go get things that have already been pre-bid, and it speeds up the process too.
Thank you.
These are rebid on a regular basis too through their alliance.
Don't go away. Ms. McClain.
So how many miles are on the current truck we're replacing?
The problem in looking at mileage for vehicles that are used here in the district is they rarely go outside the district. You have to really look at age, because this was a 2000 vehicle. You're looking at a 16-year-old, 17-year-old vehicle that is really worn out. We've opted to move from a van to a truck because it was becoming difficult for our carpenters to crawl in on their hands and knees to get their tools out of the cabinets. So this is going to be a little bit more effective for them to use as well.
Thank you, Alan. The motion is to purchase a replacement vehicle for the maintenance department. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, item H, purchase of teacher devices for Access Oak Ridge. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of teacher devices from PCS Incorporated at a total cost of $135,140 as phase two of the Access Oak Ridge project.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, this particular item, just like the middle school, when our middle school students were getting devices, we wanted to have our teachers have the same devices or same kind of platform, and we wanted to have them with new devices as well. So with this purchase, all high school teacher devices as well as the Secret City Academy teacher devices will be upgraded and getting ready for the one-to-one, or excuse me, the Access Oak Ridge movement towards the high school.
Questions? Ms. Eagle.
Are these the same devices or very similar, same manufacturer and so forth, as the ones that would also be issued to students?
I know the students are a slight upgrade, but Doug, do you want to talk about the teacher devices, if those are the very same?
There's a bit of a difference between a student and teacher device. These devices are similar to the same teacher devices as given for the middle school teachers. And the student will be the same. There's a small upgrade in the processor. We haven't got to that yet. Did that answer your question? Okay.
Mr. Eby.
My question was very similar, the same lines. So as we go through and populate our system, eventually, hopefully, K through 12, and as computers go through obsolescence, et cetera, how much do they change when we buy them from year to year? And is that any kind of an issue with teachers or students or what?
Currently, the only change between this from the purchase we made earlier for the middle school to this is just a processor change. We try to hold same features and functions between any grade levels because it makes it easier for training, and it also the students have the same features so they can help each other. I don't know what new features are down the road, but every now and then we get Intel in here and they give us a peek at what their processor levels are, and of course the manufacturers build around those.
And I would add, our committee is looking at, you know, as these things roll out, when are we replacing them, and what grade level are they getting the new one? So we're talking through all of that, and we have some plans there. But I believe, I know we're talking about teacher devices, Doug, but the student devices are actually a more powerful device and less expensive even than last year's device. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
Any other questions? Thank you, Doug. Motion on the floor is the purchase of teacher devices for Access Oak Ridge. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is the purchase of student devices for Access Oak Ridge. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of student devices from PCS Incorporated in a total cost of $405,100 as Phase 2, Part A of the Access Oak Ridge project.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
And we've been talking about this, but what this does is add 9th and 10th grade to Access Oak Ridge, which means then next year we will be 5 through 10 students with devices. So as I sit here tonight, that's a great place to be, and just some of the great things that we're seeing out of the middle school and the thought of expanding that is just a great thing. In addition to that, I know we're just approving 510, but we had a one-to-one Access Oak Ridge meeting today, and we're talking about down the line with elementary, because as you know, third and fourth graders are going to be inevitably testing online, and we really need to look at that hopefully as we expand in the future as well.
Questions or comments? Ms. Agle.
In our work session, the question was raised about whether parents might be able to purchase these devices at the same pricing if they have older or younger children and they want to buy their own?
It is possible, and I have a price point for that. I apologize. I got that information back to Paige, but I can send that information on to everybody.
I would just add that at the National School Board Association convention, and my roaming through the exhibit area, I was talking to a technology group called DLR. It's not the architectural group, but it's the technology group, and that we were talking about devices and so forth, and they were pushing some certain devices, but asked what devices are you using for your program. And the good news was that I could remember the name of the device at that time, which I did, so that was pretty impressive. But the comment the gentleman made was that the students and staff are very fortunate in Oak Ridge to have that quality of a device, so that was always good news to hear something like that. So the motion on the floor is the purchase of student devices for Access Oak Ridge. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item J, Carl Perkins Reserve Grant for FY17. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the continuation of the Carl Perkins Reserve Grant for FY17. The board approved this grant in FY16 to fund new equipment and training for advanced manufacturing courses in Oak Ridge schools and to support student attainment of industry certifications. This year, we are requesting additional equipment of approximately $50,000 and certification support $10,000. Funding application details are included for the board to review.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
And as it stated there, I'm sure the board remembers the money that we received last year, and it was that was a great windfall, and Mrs. Cross is doing that again, doing a great job leading CTE. So if there's any additional questions, Ms. Cross is here.
Just keep up the good work.
Yes. Motion on the floor is approval of the Carl Perkins Reserve Grant for FY17. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. From there, we move to items for information. Enrollment report, comments or questions. Financial report, comments or questions. And item C, 2016 spring intercession. Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to give us an update on that?
I'm sorry, you caught me multitasking. Actually, oh, thank you. Bottom line is our administrators and teachers are doing an absolutely excellent job. I mean, we are still new to the intercession business, and I'm sort of in what inspired me this past round. You know, we were a little bit concerned. We had a lot of teachers work the fall intercession. We thought perhaps it would drop off, and we actually had new teachers join the team. So our principals are doing a good job. The numbers, our participation number of our students was still excellent, and we just provided a lot of good opportunity for our students, and I think it will only grow. So,
questions or comments from the board?
I just counted the numbers up. It's almost 500 students participate in that, and I think it's outstanding to think of the extra help and support or activities that they're involved in. That's great. And then there's 70 teachers or something like that. So that's
yes.
Great.
And if you think about that, you know, with the curriculum we now teach, you know, in the higher standards, there are some activities that really are hard. It's difficult to find time to fit those activities in. This is an excellent time for those activities. Quality activities, they just don't necessarily always align to the curriculum, or you can't expand on those. And the other thing is, you know, sometimes students having the opportunity to be in small numbers with teachers, non-school hours, that's just valuable time with educators. And sometimes, you know, just puts teachers in a better situation, be more of a mentor and a little bit friendlier and just, you know, just less stress. It's just a great opportunity for all involved. So,
I did have one question. I noticed the high school activity, driver's ed, is taught. Is that through the school system now during the intercession, or is that, I mean?
I had made the assumption that was through Mr. Woofter and his business, and we just offered that, and he came on campus okay. Because we currently do not have such
yeah,
a
I didn't,
program.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't, but I saw yes. That and wanted to, yeah. Okay.
It was more of a, I think, more of a convenience for our parents, so anyway.
And I happened to be down there one day when that was going on, and asked, there were a lot, what was the number there of students that were that took that, did that? It was a high number of students. I mean, they weren't all there at one time. That would have been a catastrophe, but the number was high.
Are you insinuating the parking lot was not quite as safe at that time?
Well, I went in the back way. That's all I'm going to say. No, but that's an opportunity for these kids, even though it's from outside, to take something during that time that when you look on down the road, frees up that time later on for them to do something else. And I think it's great.
What it actually did, it allowed him to have a large classroom a high number of participants in that classroom. If you're not familiar with the system, we just recently did this. He'll have the classroom setting, and everyone will put in that time, but then he'll meet students, I think, as early as 5, 5:30 in the morning. They drive early, they drive late. They basically get the classroom out of the way, then he has all that time to get them ready to go so they can pass their test. And in essence, it is creating a safer school environment in our parking lot if these students have had that course.
Absolutely. Ms. Eagle.
Well, and another thing to point out is even though we have gone to what is now an outside contractor, this is the same individual who used to work for Oak Ridge Schools, who taught my kids driver's ed, or the two who were able to take it in school, and then we had to discontinue that program. So we know that it is a high quality program, and I feel very good about, again, being able to offer that even if it's during intersession. We're still putting kids on the road with a little more information.
Yes. And I would agree. So it's just a fantastic opportunity, and it's always nice to have Mr. Wolfter back too. So.
And I do agree with you. I think as time goes on, we'll be looking at perhaps how we're going to deal with the numbers that we have. That's a good problem to have.
Yes.
Because I think it will continue to grow as we do this.
Right. And not to just stretch this conversation out, but there's one other benefit. For instance, some of the programs where we have brought contractors in the past, you know, we've saw those programs in action, and now we can start offering similar programs at our school for enrichment, and we can do them so much cheaper. So we have that opportunity. And plus, we actually had $4,600 left over in the intercession salary line, and we are actually offering that for our elementary schools because two of our elementary schools have the 21st Century Grant. And they offer programs throughout the summer. So by having this $4,600 left over, we're actually going to use part of that money to offer the other two elementaries money for staffing to provide some programs this summer, especially in the area of language arts. So
this just comes to my mind, not to extend this conversation, but I mentioned this to Dr. Borchers. Again, at NSBA, I had an opportunity to talk with the Army recruiting station, and Ms. Eagle talked to the Navy, so we kind of had them covered there. But if they have a recruiting office in your school district, they will actually come and do in-class training for students as a way to kind of build in toward an ROTC program, not as a recruiting tool. The person, and they have a person designated, the Army does, designated in Tennessee. This person was covering Virginia and somewhere else, but in Tennessee that actually does this, and I have that person's name. I haven't gotten it to you yet, but I will. But they'll even come in and teach them drills. I mean, take them out and drill them and show them physical activity that they could be involved in. They'll do classroom work. As we're still trying to get our hands around to have a program there, this might be something to kind of start that, and maybe even if we did it with whichever military branch, might give them some incentive to want to be on campus. So that's something we might look at for intercession.
Yes.
I'll get that name too.
That would be great, and we can get with Martin and go ahead and look at those dates. Perhaps something positive can happen. So, and Camp Invention is what I was thinking about. We have Camp Invention. It's, what, $250, $300 per child. With our intercession, we can basically offer the same program in our labs at a minimum of that cost. So for our students, but basically just have greater participation. So,
all right, thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Next, under items for discussion, this is the one we wait anxiously for each year, the big picture budget development concepts for FY17. Karen?
I have the floor. Well, as you know, this is kind of a bird's eye view as we start the budget development process. I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have about the document. I will tell you that since it was put in the board packets, it is now outdated. And you will be receiving some updated information, I think, tomorrow. Basically, some of the revenues have changed, and we received the information from the state regarding the BEP, the April estimate.
To the better or to the worse?
To the better. Yeah, good news. Another highlight is in May, early May, we should receive our adjustment for county revenue for the year we're in. We had an increase in the weighted full-time equivalency ADA numbers, which should positively affect us for this year. And those are the numbers that I use to project next year. So it'll give us probably, hopefully, a little bump there, too. So I open it to any questions anybody might have. And like I said, you'll receive some more information tomorrow.
Questions?
What I read, I want to thank you for doing it. It looks like it's pretty complete, and looks like it won't be a train wreck this year like last year could have been. And so look forward to the further discussions on it. So
great. Thank you. And we'll be meeting Wednesday.
I was just going to remind everybody, Keys, you'll be joining Karen and I, and I believe Alan's there to review the capital plan, but we'll be meeting with the City Council, their Finance Committee, so three of the members from City Council, and we'll be going into a little bit more detail than we are tonight, but we'll get a little more specific. But I'll send the entire board that information prior to meeting them at 4.
When is our first official meeting on this?
We still don't have a official calendar from the city. I don't think I have the.
That might be something we can get some clarity on, though, at our Wednesday 4 o'clock meeting of nailing down that calendar.
Good.
You are there. Ask that. What was the question again?
When we would have our first official meeting, really start work. You know, hear the budget and work. Start working. Start the process. We got to fill.
Yes, we have the dates that we've set up.
Yeah, right. I've got.
I thought you were asking when do we go to City Council.
I've got us on May the 10th as the first one.
That's probably correct.
Actually, two that week, May the 10th and May the 12th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've got May 10th. So, I mean, we're still good for that.
Yes.
Yeah, our dates that have been approved by the board are still good for our meetings.
Unless a board member has a conflict and needs to reschedule.
Look good right now.
So far, so good, but. It'd be a miracle if we didn't have to change something.
I was going to say, as we know, May gets busy.
Yeah, I mean, those were based on the following week, first reading, et cetera. And that was sort of what I was asking. Were we still on that schedule that we have?
As far as we know, okay. We haven't been
good.
Formed.
Any other questions at this point in time? Okay. Any old business? Old business?
I would just like to ask Dr. Borchers where we stand on Oak Ridge 2020.
Absolutely, yeah. Glad you asked that. We've had some great discussions, and what we've done is we've assigned, we call them goal champions, I guess is a good word for them. So the four executive directors are assigned a goal, and Ms. Holly Cross is on goal number 5 because it deals with many of the things in her area of CTE. So we are getting a lot of clarity on our key performance indicators. If the board looks back and remembers our scorecard process, and I think I can speak for the committee, what we're finding is just like the school scorecard development, it's the power of those conversations of, you know, why are we measuring this? What are we measuring? And how can we measure this data? So it's led to some really interesting conversations, and we're hoping to have a draft to you guys hopefully by May. It would be, I think, very doable, definitely before we move into the start of the school year. But great conversations happen.
And while we're on the topic of old business, do you want to give us any update from the city manager in regard to the preschool project?
The last time Mark and I talked, we talked about moving ahead with the I can't remember the name of the soil testing and the site testing, hoping to keep that on track in May. That was part of our discussion last Friday. But certainly want to make sure that we, after May, then and determine that the site is a site that can be that could house a preschool, that we move forward at that point. And we've talked about this as well, but Mark and I again talked on Friday about holding some type of neighborhood meeting, perhaps at a church nearby in that neighborhood, and have city and school staff there to answer any questions about the proposed project. So we continue to have conversations, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to move ahead with the testing of the site next month.
Great. Thank you. New business? Communications, as mentioned, three of the board members had the great opportunity to attend the National School Board Association convention recently. So I would ask Ms. Eagle or Ms. McLean if they have any comments that they would like to share at this point in time.
I attended several sessions, including how to involve parents in schooling, special fundraising options, and reading and literacy programs. And I came home with a couple ideas that I need to pass on. Also, I spoke to school board members across the nation, and learned about challenges that they have in their school systems. And it made me so thankful for our community and our school leadership that we don't have a lot of these problems that other school systems are dealing with. And we have much to be proud of and thankful for.
Amen. Ms. Eagle.
And I attended several very interesting sessions as well, but I think the one where there was the most useful information that requires a lot of follow-up is a session on the ESSA Act that passed in December from Congress, is basically renewing the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. And there is a lot more flexibility for local school districts now, but the attorneys presenting did caution us that we will have to know what our rights are, because it's not obvious that the states will tell us what our rights are, such as in devising the new state plan, school districts are supposed to be a part of developing the plan. And unless we ask to be part of it, we may not get invited. So I actually bought the book and brought it home and have given it to Dr. Beckendorf, because she understands more about it than I do by a long shot. But in that, we should be able to find where do we get additional flexibility. One of the big things they talked about was the ability to blend title funds that previously we have not been able to blend at all, even to the point where at the high school, if we use Title III money to buy printers for the English language learners class, they even had to be a separate kind of printer, which is more difficult for our technology staff and silly to say that, you know, we bought the printers for that class, but nobody else can touch them. Those kinds of things apparently are going to be eased up on. And so we need to do some more study. But that's one of the interesting things that I learned there that probably is never going to make the news. Nobody's going to write you a letter and say, oh, by the way, you have all this additional flexibility now.
And I just a couple of things I would add. We did get to hear Dan Rather and Robin Roberts speak, both very interesting perspectives and supportive of public education. And kind of tagging to what Ms. McLean said, we find that we have things that we can improve on and some things that we would like to do in this district. We also realize that there are things that we're doing that are putting us way ahead of what many other districts are doing. A lot of conversations about the use of devices and how we're handling it and what other districts are doing. In reference to the fact that Mr. Eby and I last year had a conversation with a gentleman from Pennsylvania, was it Pennsylvania? Chicago. In regard to the fact that their superintendent never came to any of their board meetings, I had a similar conversation this year with a board that was made up of six members. And I said, does that not present a problem? And the person I was talking to said, well, it does. We have a lot of long meetings trying to persuade three on the other side, just one of them, to come and so we can pass things. He said, we'll go for two or three meetings and we won't take action on anything. And I'm thinking, that's, again, thank you for letting me be on this board, and the caliber of board members and staff that we have in Oak Ridge is really neat. One of the things, and Mr. Eby, I'm going to give you a plug here. might get some people coming forward. There was one session that I went to that talked about a boot camp for prospective Board of Education and City Council members. And they did this through their chamber, and their school district collaborated on that. And what they did, they set aside a time period where they would invite those who thought they might be interested in running for either one of those bodies to come and learn about what you had to do to run a campaign, what it was like to serve on either of those bodies, would take them on tours of city facilities and school facilities. And so I thought that was really a great idea. And I did ask, how many did you have at the last time you did this? And they said, oh, it was great. We had 25 people that came. I said, that is fantastic. I said, here's the big question. Out of those 25, how many people ran for office? And they said, 4. And I said, well, let me take it to the next level. How many got elected? And they said, 2. And I said, well, that's still pretty good. At least you had 25 people that learned something about the process. So with that in mind, I'll turn it over to you, and you can take it on from there.
Well, thank you. I was asked by the Oak Ridge Chamber of Commerce to give a seminar on basically running a campaign. And what they're going to try and do is to encourage people, whether you're running for city council, school board, dog catcher, whatever they're running for, they want to let people know what to expect. And so on the 19th of May at 7 p.m., and they advertised it last week was the first day they got 4 people signed up for it, I understand. But here's the outline. I call it Bob's Guide to Running a Campaign. First, deciding to run, expectations of an elected official, whether school board or whatever. Second is staffing your campaign. Third is fundraising. Fourth is advertising. And underneath that's handouts, news media, signs, social media. 5 is activities leading up to election day, forums, debates, campaigning. 6 is election day activities, and 7 is post-election action. So if you're interested, there's 2 seats be elected on the Board of Education and 3 on the City Council, and as well as county seats up for election. There's no cost to it. All you have to do is you have to pre-register with the Chamber of Commerce. As I said, it is May the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Chamber. Thank you.
Great. An excellent opportunity. And I would say we're very fortunate as a board and staff to have opportunities to attend events, to learn more about how we can be better leaders, how we can bring improvement to our school district, and we're thankful that we have the opportunities to do that, and it's a very valuable thing, whether it's on a state level or on a national level, take advantage of it. Would also add that on the 27th of this month, that's this Wednesday, Ms. Marshall will be hosting Focus on Education. You want to tell us who your guests are going to be?
Sure. We're going to be talking about the summer, and we're going to be talking about reading and feeding. So we have reading programs that run through the summer in our school system, and also a feeding program where we feed children in the community through the summer months. So Kelly Williams, Ginger Adams, and Jennifer Taylor will be joining me Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock. Be there.
And David, this is the last Focus on Education for the year. Thank you and your staff for allowing us to do that. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to starting back again when school starts back next year. With that being said, we are adjourned.